This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. Sefer Shemois begins with the words Ve'ela Shemois b'nei Yisrael Habo'im Mitzrayimah, and these are the names of the children of Yaakov that came down to Mitzrayim. The wording of the pasuk Habo'im seems inaccurate, since the pasuk is not describing people who are coming now to Mitzrayim, in the present, Habo'im, but rather listing those that came in the past. It therefore would have been more accurate to use the past tense, the Ve'ela Shemois b'nei Yisrael asher bo'u Mitzrayimo, instead of Habo'im. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that the use of the present tense Habo'im is significant. It teaches that although the Yidden were in Mitzrayim for many years, they remained in a state as if they were just still coming in the present, since they did not change their names or the manner that they dressed. Lashinu Shemoisam, Lashinu Malbusham. They never assimilated into Egyptian society, but continued to live apart, like newcomers, Habo'im, who are not part of the culture. With this, the Baal Turim explains the Rashi Tevis of the words Shemois b'nei Yisrael Habo'im, which spells Shivya, captivity. Even in Shivya, even in captivity, Shemois b'nei Yisrael, the names of the b'nei Yisrael didn't change. It remained as it was before, Lashinu Shemoisam. The pasuk later in the parsha, Perek Gimel, pasuk Chav Bei, says that the Yidden should take the possessions of the Mitzrayim. V'sho'ala isha mishchenta u'migoras beisa. Each woman should request from her neighbor and from the ones that lived in her house, klei chesev u'klei zav u'simolos, silver vessels, gold vessels, and clothing. And you shall place them on your sons and your daughters. Ask the Klausenberg Rebbe, why does the pasuk say that the clothing that they took from the Mitzrayim was placed on their children? Why weren't they worn by the adults? Answers the Rebbe, because Lashinu Malbusheim, and the Egyptian style clothing was very short. They therefore placed it on their children, on whom it reached full length. The key of the Yidden's survival during the difficult years of Mitzrayim was their refusal to assimilate. Lashinu Shemaisam, even Bashivya, Lashinu Malbusham, V'samtem Albaneichem V'albanoiseichem. They were always in a state of Habo'im. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayihi Bayom Mohem, and it was in those days, Vayigdal Moshe, and Moshe grew up, Vayetze Alechov, and he went out to his brothers, Vayar B'Sivloisam, and he saw and took to heart their suffering, and rescued one of them from the hands of the Egyptian taskmaster by killing the Egyptian with the Shem HaMafarish. Maral explains that while all children naturally grow up and become bigger, the Torah is teaching us the true definition of growing up, the true definition of becoming a gadol, which is when one shares the pain and suffering of others and tries to help them. And that is why the terminology of Vayigdal Moshe is used, because he became a gadol in the sense that he helped others when Vayetze Alechov Vayar B'Sivloisam. It is for that reason that a Jewish child is considered a gadol at the age of 13 and a girl at the age of 12, which is the age that they are capable of conceiving children. And since child raising is the ultimate form of giving, which a person does throughout his entire life, that is what classifies him and her as a gadol. The Shlo writes that if one wants to know the true inner meaning of a word, just look at the meaning of that word the first time it appears in the Torah. The word gadol is mentioned for the first time in Parshas Bereishis by the creation of the sun and the moon. Es ha-ma'or ha-gadol l'memshelas ha-yoyim ve'es ha-ma'or ha-kotoin l'memshelas ha-layla. The sun is referred to as the ma'or ha-gadol and the moon as the ma'or ha-koton. On a simple level, the sun is referred to the ma'or ha-gadol because it is physically larger than the moon. However, the Mefarshim explain that the sun is called ma'or ha-gadol because it is the giver. The moon does not generate its own light. Rather, it just reflects the sun's light. The sun is the giver, the moon is the receiver. That is why the sun is called the Ma'or HaGadol, because when one gives, that is when he is referred to as a Gadol. At a bris we say, Zeh HaKotoin Gadol Yiyah, which simply means, this Katon, this baby, should grow up to be a Gadol. However, the way we are explaining the word Gadol now, the pshat is that this Katon, this baby, who now is only capable of being a katan, a receiver, should grow up to be a gadol, one who is a giver, and one who cares about other people. Vayigdal Moshe. Moshe was called a gadol when he was Vayetze Elechov, Vayar B'Sivloisam.